Until last year, Corlandon had been in a liaison with Sor Trustinus, also of the new circle. Then one day the bells had rung to signal the Aught of Regrid, meaning that someone had made the decision to go into retirement. We had convened in the minster and the primate had called out a name, that of our Warden Regulant. Despite all of the penance that this man had meted out to us over the years, we all felt sorrow as we sang the chants of the Aught, for he had been reasonable and wise. Statho, the primate, had then named Sor Trustinus the new Warden Regulant. It was a little bit of a surprise because she was young, but not controversial since everyone knew she was bright. She had moved to the primate's compound, where she now had a cell to herself and took her meals with the other hierarchs. But rumor had it that her liaison with Fra Corlandon continued. Some avowed, of a suspicious mindset, believed that the hierarchs had devices salted around the consent that enabled them to know what we were saying. Believing so was a fad that came and went, depending on what people thought of the hierarchs at a given time. It had been on the rise since Sor Trustinus had been appointed Warden Regulant. It was impossible for me not to think of it now. Perhaps she had listened to my dialogue with Orlo, and later passed it on to Corlandon. On the other hand, said the part of my mind that pleaded with such thoughts to go away, I had to admit that I myself had thought it strange that Orlo would suddenly take an interest in old Orth translation errors. Who could have guessed that our cosmographer was an enthusiast for dead languages? Well, enthusiast was one of those unkillable words that had passed almost unchanged from Proto-Orth all the way up into Fluckish. In Fluckish, which was how I assumed at first Corlandon had used it, it simply meant one who liked something. The Proto-Orth meaning, however, was not a very complimentary one to hang on a Fra, especially a theoretician like Orlo. And dead languages, too, was an interesting choice of words. Was it really dead if Orlo was reading it? And if Orlo was right about the translations, then by calling the original dead, wasn't Corlandon sort of making a point? And doing it in a sneaky way without going to the effort of proving it? After what seemed like hours of lying awake and worrying about this, I had the upsight that the things Fra Orlo said, even when they caused me embarrassment or outright pain, never made me wrestle with my bolt in the nighttime in the way that these words from Fra Corlandon had. This made me think I'd rather join the Edharians. If, that is, the Edharians would have me. I was not so confident that they would. I'd never been as quick to grasp pure theorics as some of the other Fids. This must have been noticed. I wondered, why had Grand Sor Tamara asked me the first and easiest question? Was it because she didn't think I could handle anything more difficult? Why did Orlo have me working as an amanuensis instead of doing theorics? Why was Corlandon now trying to recruit me? Putting it all together, the conclusion seemed to be that everyone knew I just wasn't fit to join the Edharian Order, and some were trying to prepare a soft landing for me.